Now, I want you to see something in Isaiah chapter 53. Everybody knows this chapter. I want to read verse 4. Well, actually, I want to read verse 3. He is despised, this is talking about Jesus, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Boy, you don't think he's done some stuff for us? Mm-hmm. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I had to read that. That's a prelude.
Yeah.
Verse 6. And we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Verse 7 is where I want to get to. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Underline that if you read that Bible. And as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Hmm. When did this happen?
Yeah.
See, a lot of people say, well, it happened right before Golgotha. Well, that's true in one sense.
Isaiah is prophesying it in the past tense.
That's right.
So it already happened.
Right. And it happened.
He was, not he will be. Of course, we know Isaiah lived hundreds of years before Jesus.
And it happened before the foundations of the earth. God had a business meeting. I want you to listen to me. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. For you people that don't believe in the Trinity, I'm not here trying to be rude, you don't understand Trinity language. You understand? You got to understand Trinity language to understand the voice of the Father, the voice of the Son, the voice of the Holy Ghost. I want to do this as a teaching today.
Good.
The voice of the Father. When Jesus said, whom the men say that I am? And, you know, they said, some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Elijah or Elias. And he said, Peter, who do you say I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I love what Jesus said. Flesh and blood had not revealed this to you. But my heavenly Father has. So right there, that revelation to Peter, that was the Father's voice.
He heard the Father's voice and did not even realize it.
And didn't even realize it. See, Trinity language was already speaking.
Through him.
Now, God had a business meeting. If you go to Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was not formed and void, darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord God moved upon the waters, and God said, he didn't say, let there be light, because if he said, let there be light, it's possible it couldn't come on. He didn't give it that. He said, light be, and it just had to happen. Now, then if you go on to keep on going, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Now, here's the thing. The Father loves us. Jesus came that we might know the Father. And jump in here anytime you want to. Now, watch this. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost had a business meeting. And God the Father says, I'm going to create Jesse. I'm going to create Kathy. Or I'm going to create mankind, the human race. Mm-hmm. I will love them beyond what they can possibly ask or think. But they're going to fail me. Mm. They're going to mess up. I'm going to make them in our image and our likeness. I will give them, Jeff might go get mad about this, the same dominion that I have. Hmm. Over all the works of my hands.
Yeah.
This is big. This is at the big business meet. Then the Father says, but they're going to mess up. They're going to sin. You know I can't touch sin. I'm the Father. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit says, I'm too pure to touch sin. Jesus says, and he's the same way. He said, because we're God. But then something happened. Jesus came up to the plate and said, Father, you love these people that you're going to create, and I will die for them. Hmm. And the Father said, Jesus, you're dead. Right there, Jesus died. He didn't die 2,000 years ago on Golgotha at Calvary. That was his physical death. The Bible said he was a lamb led to the slaughter before the foundations of the earth, before all of this. This was all done before. And then the enactment of him coming. See, and I wonder at that time of the great business meeting, that Jesus actually believed that he would become sin. He was not a sinner. To become a sinner, you have to commit sin. Mm-hmm. He was made sin. We were never righteous, but we were made righteous.
Right.
Now, I want to go to Revelations chapter 13, Kathy, verse 8. And I've got several. I asked Mary to give me some different translations on this. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. The English Standard Version says this. Now, this is talking about the beast. This is all going on, men in there worshiping the beast. Watch this. And all who dwell on earth will worship it. Everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. Mm-hmm. Now, the translation God's Word Vision says this. Everyone living on earth, this is Revelation 13, 8, will worship it. That's the beast. Everyone whose name is not written in the book of life. This book belongs to the Lamb who was slaughtered before the creation of the world. The New Living Translation says this, and all the people who belong to this world worship the beast. They are the ones whose names were not written in the book of life, but belongs to the Lamb who was slaughtered before the world was made. And then one more. Mm. The Revised Standard Version. See, I'm giving you evidence of this business meeting. Okay? Revelation 13, 8, in the Revised Standard Version, and all who dwell on earth will worship it, that's the beast, everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world, in the book of the life of the Lamb that was slain. So Jesus was slain before the foundations of the earth, that we might become the righteousness of God.
Right.
Now, of the Trinity, you got to understand this in Trinity language, Jesus is the only one that ever touched sin. The Father couldn't touch it. When our sin was on Jesus as he hung on the cross, the Father had to turn his face, couldn't look upon him. Holy Spirit, no, because so pure. Jesus took it all the way. That's why right. He said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
Now, he had never been alone before, but your sin separates you from God. Mm-hmm. But this was all done before
right.
the foundations of the earth.
Yeah, the Amplified says in that same verse, and all the inhabitants of the earth will fall down in adoration and pay him homage, everyone whose name, this is talking about paying homage to the Antichrist who's
right.
on the earth at that
I
time,
understand.
Of course. He says, whose name has not been recorded in the book of life
right.
of the Lamb that was slain and sacrificed from the foundation
yeah.
of the world. So there is a book of life
right.
that's in that was in heaven, and that was what recorded the minutes of
right.
that amazing meeting.
Now, the reason why we can believe in healing, I call it divine healing, divine health, divine life. The reason why we can believe in prosperity, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. The reason why we can believe that we can come boldly to the throne of grace with a petition, a supplication, with thanksgiving, which means if he tells you to say thank you, he's going to answer what you say. Reason why we can do all this is what Jesus has already done before man was ever created.
That's true.
In that great business meeting. You see what I'm saying? That's why we're Christians today. We're the only species God's ever created that can sit down in his presence. Hmm. That's amazing to me.
It's a great place.
Michael the archangel, Gabriel the archangel, the cherubims, the seraphims, those six winged angels, Lord, the wheel within the wheel, they got to stand at attention, ladies and gentlemen. But he made us sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Why? Because we're family. We more than Christians.
Right.
We're sons and daughters. We have literally become his family. Now, this great business meeting was so powerful. Now, I love this, before the foundations of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do I believe in prosperity?
Right.
I'm going to tell you what. Everything you will see today, any new car, any new house, if you're shopping in the mall, you walk into a jewelry store, all in diamonds, rubies, emeralds, all that kind of stuff. All you see today, wherever you are, belongs to you. Lock, stock, and barrel. Spiritually, physically, and financially. Why is that? Because Jesus, gotta remember this, when God created this world, the stuff that we live in, like
right.
this table stuff, this was done, watch this, he created it, there were no sinners.
Right.
There were none. Adam and Eve were not sinners. See what I'm saying? The original intent of God was that everything you see is yours. Now live and enjoy it and be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Well, now bless God, Brother Jesse. Everybody said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's go over to the to that most famous prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where on earth as it is in heaven. So don't tell me I can't believe spiritually, physically, and financially today all these things I said. All of it now, not just some of it, all of it, which means I have a right to everything. Can't tell me I can't. When Jesus said, I should live on this earth like as if I'm living in heaven, that was done in that business meeting.
That's true.
What you think?
I like it. That's good. I was searching in here all the different places in where I could do a little research here while you were talking about the different things were done before the foundation of the world. In fact, when Jesus was praying to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says in John chapter 17, verse 24, Father, I desire that they also, whom you have entrusted to me as your gift to me, may be with me where I am so that they may see my glory, which you have given me, your love gift to me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world.
Isn't that something?
So they had a plan. This whole love gift of God was way before the world began.
And ladies and gentlemen, we've won. Now, I know the world's in chaos. Everything going crazy. Go to Matthew 24. You can find this war that's going on in the Ukraine right now. Mm-hmm. You can find World War II. You can find all that man's inhumanity to man. But Matthew 24:14 says, when this gospel is preached to the world, the end shall come. You over 5 million people that have watched this boardroom chat, we are preaching, which is explaining the gospel, proclaiming the gospel, and teaching, which is explaining the gospel.
I think that's so very comforting to know that nothing catches God by surprise.
No.
He's already aware of it, and he has a plan in place. Anytime an attack happens, he's already got a pre-organized or pre-plan to help us to be in victory, to walk in victory.
That's what he said.
So the enemy thought he was doing something that would hurt God, but actually God saw it coming. And the point is that, too, is that it doesn't just happen. We have to be, God wants us to be involved with his plan of recovery.
You better know it.
And because I've heard it said that God won't do anything on the earth unless someone prays.
Yeah,
so
I like
God
that.
Is invited, we invite God into the situation when we seek him and we ask him to help us. And he's ready to bring us help and give us help because this all happened. All of this is available to happen to us
before
the foundation.
See, this is what Satan did not understand. Even when he was Lucifer, the anointed one that walks in the stones of fire, that
before
business
he fell.
Yeah, he didn't know about that. God didn't reveal that to Satan.
So he must
you know when he found out about it?
Yeah.
When Jesus rose from the dead, he goes, oh, wait a minute. If I'd have known.
Because he wasn't in that meeting.
That's correct. I would have known. He wasn't even created. Nothing was created. Yeah. This is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Everything.
That's good.
Yeah. Watch it. He watched this. If I'd have known, you talk about Satan got a revelation. I would have never crucified. Because
the
in
Lord
Satan,
glory,
yeah,
it says.
In Satan's mind, God can't touch sin. That's true.
See, he's even deceived even then when he made that statement because he didn't really crucify Jesus. Jesus gave his life. He says, no man takes my life from me.
I lay it down.
I lay it down.